Welcome back to the County Grapevine for Wednesday, July 8th. I'm your host, Dave Wheatley, and it's time for Taking Care of Business, brought to you by the Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce. Here is Duarte Silva.
This is Taking Care of Business on the Grapevine. I'm Duarte Silva. Today, we're joined by Ethan Eskins, Marketing Communications Coordinator student for the Chamber, to discuss the Canada Summer Jobs Experience. Ethan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Unfortunately, Winnie couldn't join us, who was our other summer student, but there's lots to talk about. So, Ethan, this was your second summer with the Chamber. And for listeners who don't know you, tell us about yourself and how you first got connected with us.
Yeah, so I moved to the county in 2017, went to Athol South Marysburg in elementary school, and then PCI for all 4 years of high school. And then I've recently just graduated from Laurier. I got my degree in business with a specialization in supply chain management. And the way I first got connected with the Chamber was actually through CareerEdge. I was looking for some experience in my third year of university back here in the summer, and my mom was just surfing the web, and she happened to find the listing for the Chamber for the marketing coordinator. So tossed my application in, and here we are.
Moms are helpful in so many ways.
Yes.
So your title this year was Marketing and Communications Coordinator. What did a typical week look like for you at the Chamber?
Yeah, so a typical week, you'd come in, get set up, probably start working on social media content for the rest of the week, and then any important events that we would have coming up. Those were kind of the top priority. This year, there was a big emphasis on our resident discount card survey. So I was really focused on pushing that out. And then, you know, just some other smaller things, helping people that would come into the Chamber, sending them to the visitor information hub and kind of redirecting them that way to get the best information that they could about the county.
Yeah. That's great, yeah. So your position was partially funded through the federal Government of Canada Summer Jobs Program, which subsidizes wages so employers can give young people aged 15 to 30 paid summer work. And then we topped that up so that we were giving you a living wage, because we are a certified living wage employer. From where you sit, what does a program like that make possible for a student like yourself?
Yeah, I think for students, it's super valuable, because a lot of us like don't have experience yet. And it's super hard to try and find something when you don't have that kind of valuable experience. And the Canada Summer Jobs Program was kind of something that, you know, doesn't require like a 2 to 3 years of experience. You could just kind of apply, and if you're a student, then you'll have a shot, you know?
Yeah, that's great. And there's, you know, you mentioned that there's a real difference between sort of a summer job that's just a paycheck and one that helps you build a career. Did this feel meaningful work for you? And can you give us sort of a moment where you felt that?
Yeah, this definitely felt like a job that helps kind of build towards a career. You know, even though I'm specializing in supply chain, I'm kind of more interested in that field. I think marketing is a super valuable skill set that is kind of flexible no matter where you go. And then in terms of if this felt meaningful, definitely. From probably my first year there, you know, I realized that this was more than just like, you know, trying to generate revenue. This is like connecting with the community and trying to improve it in as many ways as we can. And I kind of really connected with that kind of mission that we have.
That's great. So for any other employers who may be listening, who've never applied for a Canada Summer Jobs grant, what would you say the value is now that you've been one of the students on the other end of a position?
Yeah, again, I think getting that experience, that first time experience, is really something that's super valuable. Like I said, it was my first ever kind of office role, and I definitely probably wouldn't have been able to get where I am without that experience.
That's great. And you mentioned one of the biggest projects was promoting our business survey. And so we were looking, you know, to get as many businesses responding as possible. And you even went out door to door with flyers across the county. What did that teach you that you couldn't have learned sitting behind the desk?
I think the most important takeaway from that for me was that connecting with people in, like, face to face is really the best way to kind of spread the message about something that's important like this. There was one person that we visited that actually didn't have access to a computer, and they never probably would have been able to find the resources about the survey and fill it out eventually if we did not go stop by and help them. And so I think that just, yeah, kind of hammers home, especially in a community like Prince Edward County, with people of all sorts of demographics, that it's important to connect with the community every once in a while in person rather than digitally.
Yeah, it's great. And you took the initiative to actually build two new series for us from scratch this summer, the Member Spotlight and the Did You Know series, that came out from feedback from our Collab Lab event that we attended. Where did those ideas come from, and how did members respond?
Yeah, so the Did You Know series was pretty early on in my second year here. I had a very interesting conversation with some of our members at the Collab Lab event. But there was some animosity as to what the chamber does. And so I thought, you know, it'd be a good idea to kind of just push the message and really emphasize what it is that we do and what we can provide for our members. And so that was the inspiration for the Did You Know series. And then the Member Spotlight was actually kind of funny. I took it from there's something called Marvel Spotlight, and that was something that allows like Marvel Entertainment to emphasize certain shows or characters without having like it be connected to everything else. And so in my head, I just thought that this was a good way to kind of shout out our members without needing any specific reason, you know, just for that.
Yeah. And you also promoted other initiatives like our Accessibility Micro Grant, which is still available, along with Accessibility Week and Shop Local Week. Of all those campaigns, was there a specific campaign or cause this summer that you found especially meaningful to work on?
Yeah, I think the micro grant for accessibility improvements was definitely important to me. There's someone in my family that has accessibility needs, and making the county a more accessible place is always something that's really important to me when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's great. We think that's really important as well. You even took on some of the less glamorous work, website design, financial budgeting. So you went beyond just marketing. What do you think you got out of that?
Yeah, I think that taught me, you know, kind of some supplemental skills that that I could put on my resume just in case, you know, I'm applying for positions that don't necessarily fit with my experience. You know, that's something that potential employers can point to and say, oh, he has experience with this. He has experience with this, you know. So it's just kind of a supplemental thing. But it was also really kind of useful, especially if I return next year or do a similar kind of thing.
Yeah, it made it a little more interesting.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
So one of the other things is that the municipality is building a youth engagement strategy around five pillars that are career paths and mentoring, youth-friendly spaces and belonging, giving youth a real voice in decisions, training adults to be better allies, and rallying the community around youth. You actually attended one of the youth engagement sessions. Which of those resonates most with you and why?
Yeah, I think the career paths pillar was very important to me because a lot of young people here might not see, you know, potential for a career in the long run. They might head out to Toronto or Ottawa or other kind of bigger cities. And so opening up those opportunities, making sure that youth are aware that there are options here, there's places that you can go with your career here, is really, really important.
Yeah, that's great. And included in the framework is how local businesses can help strengthen youth connections. And, you know, the Chamber is named as one of the county's engagement partners. From a young person's view, like yourself, what's that role? What's the role that you'd want to see employers and the business community here play?
Yeah, I think that employers can just, I think they can probably like supporting youth and just kind of getting the message out that there are opportunities again. Because, you know, not a lot of youth might think that there are here, especially when they go off to university and they see the city and all the opportunities that lie out there. Yeah, so I think it's just really important that they support youth like that.
Yeah, and I think we all know that Prince Edward County has an aging population, and a lot of young people, you know, leave for the bigger cities, whether for post-secondary education or other opportunities, but may not come back. For your generation, and, you know, from your perspective, what would genuinely make someone want to build a life and career here in Prince Edward County?
I think that there's a lot more potential to kind of get ahead here than there is in other places. You know, cost of living is super high right now. But out here, you can actually kind of almost afford to buy a home before you're like 40 years old. You know, there's great food, there's wine, there's an awesome art scene that's still small enough that you can be part of, like, you know, building it and developing it and not just kind of consuming it. And then, of course, you have remote work now, and that's on the rise. So you can still kind of, you don't have to choose between necessarily a career and living somewhere else. Yeah,
that's great. And what would you say to a local business owner who's on the fence about hiring a student or a young person? What do you think they bring that they may not be expecting?
I think our generation is very digitally savvy. There's a lot of things that business owners around the county might need help with, you know, online booking, point of sale services, Instagram, social media, that kind of thing. And I think that if you give young people like a real sense of responsibility, then you're not just filling a temporary role, you're potentially training your future manager or future senior role.
Absolutely, the future workforce.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Ethan, thank you for joining us today. That was great. You've been listening to Taking Care of Business, brought to you by the Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Duarte Silva for The Grapevine on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.